Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Catholic Link podcast, the podcast for busy Catholics. My name is Father Rob Adams, and I am by myself again, so you're going to have to put up with just me. Today, we are on our episode about worship and the sacraments. And before we get into that, I want to talk about this episode's sponsor, the Catholic University of Dallas. The University of Dallas is the Catholic University for Independent Thinkers. More about them at the end of the episode. But like I said earlier, today's episode is our episode about sacraments and worship. And so during this Easter season, I wanted to talk about something that shows up in the priest's prayers, the Liturgy of the Hours, particularly the Office of Readings. Did you know that Easter time is by and large the time when we read from the book of Revelation pretty much exclusively? Now, Revelation is a really weird book, and I know a lot of our evangelical brothers and sisters like to really focus on Revelation as sort of, I don't know, talking about the rapture, a prophecy of the end of the world. There can be a little bit of trying to map presidents and events and things like that onto the book of Revelation. And I personally don't think that's what the book is about, but I'm not really here to get into that. I'm here to get into why we read this book during Easter, and hopefully after we look at that, we might have a little bit better of an approach to understand what the book is trying to tell us. So I want to focus on the book of Revelation as showing us how the risen life works. I know a lot of Catholics have done their best to try to revitalize their appreciation of the Easter mysteries. We have a good Lent so that we can have a good Easter. We give up things in Lent so that we can enjoy them correctly at Easter. That's a fine logic, but we forget the reason why. During Easter, we are called not just to party or not just to give up our fasts, but to learn how to live the risen life. It's almost like Lent and the rest of the year is kind of like learning how to ride a bicycle with training wheels. We're learning how to live this life that we received in baptism. And during Easter, the training wheels come off. Either we've learned how to be a Christian, we've learned how to live the risen life, or we haven't. And the book of Revelation shows us what that looks like from God's point of view. One of my favorite parts is actually the very beginning. The very beginning of the book of Revelation has Christ's words to the seven churches. I don't know if there were more churches than seven or if seven is just a symbolic number, but what I think is really interesting is that the risen Christ speaks to his people and he challenges them to do better. He's mad at people for having heretics in their midst. He's mad at people for supporting a Jezebel, a woman that leads everybody into idolatry. He seems to really care that people are suffering or they're struggling to keep the faith. And one of the things I think about when I hear that is that the risen Christ, number one, is aware of what's happening in his church. We might forget about that. We can think of the risen Jesus as kind of up in the clouds, and then he left us dogma and the papacy and the hierarchy. And those things are really supposed to, I don't know, keep the ship together. And ideally they do. But it is also a good thing to meditate on the fact that the risen Christ knows and cares about what's going on in his church. The other thing that happens in the book of Revelation is it shows how heavenly worship goes down. Scott Hahn, in his book, The Supper of the Lamb, really does a good job explaining that the book of Revelation is a foretaste of the heavenly liturgy. It shows us that in heaven, there is a worship and a liturgy that is carried out by the saints and angels. Super cool. There's also a bit about what happens on earth. And what happens on earth is the same dynamic we see in the book of Genesis, that as humanity goes on and on and on, as we move further and further away from this point of original sin, we get, wait for it, worse and worse and worse. The world gets more and more complicated and broken as the generations come and go. So much so that in the book of Revelation, there's kind of this like, I don't know, maybe like a peak of brokenness after the world has had an opportunity to accept the risen life of Jesus and they turn their back on it. And when they do that, what happens? Now the devil is free to work. God has sent his son, he's established his church, he's given us the sacraments, and once men and women say no to that, the devil does the same thing. The devil gathers people in unity around himself. The devil gathers a sort of religious consensus around his philosophy, his ideas. The devil brings brokenness into the world when Christ's cross is rejected. So I think it's a really cool lens to read the book of Revelation during this Easter season, where we learn to see things in this light of heaven. We learn to see things through the lens of the cross. And hopefully when we do that, we can see that, yes, there are things in this world that map onto it. It's not disconnected from this world. It's not a totally spiritual book. But we need to remember why. That Christ said that there would be wars and insurrections and earthquakes and famines, and it would still not be the end. So I would really caution against reading the book of Revelation like a recipe book for the end of the world, and yet we ought to be able to read the world through the lens that it will end, that things will change, that Christ's cross will show its power. So during this Easter season, if you're looking for a good spiritual way to meditate, let me be the first to recommend that you pick up the book of Revelation and learn to see the world the way that that book does. Thank you so much for listening. Before we get to the end, I do want to point out that our Catholic Link podcast is sponsored by the University of Dallas, the Catholic University for Independent Thinkers. UD is known for its rigorous undergraduate core curriculum and robust graduate and professional programs in business, ministry, education, and the humanities. With campuses in Texas and Italy, the University of Dallas is committed to an education that forms students intellectually, socially, and spiritually for life well lived. You can learn more at udallas.edu/catholiclink. Once again, this has been the Catholic Link podcast, the podcast for busy Catholics. My name is Father Rob Adams. Thank you for listening. We hope to see you next time.